Justice clicked. Landmark cybercrime conviction shakes South Africa's digital underworld. Ira Gunning, executive banking and finance at ENS. On the 3rd of June 2025, the Bellville Specialized Commercial Crimes Court marked a significant milestone in South Africa's legal history when it delivered one of the country's first cybercrime convictions under the Cybercrimes Act 19 of 2020. Mr. Lucky Majingandile Erasmus was sentenced to 8 years in prison, with 3 years suspended for 5 years. This case is among the first publicly reported convictions under the Cybercrimes Act, which was enacted in 2021 to combat the escalating threat of cybercrime in South Africa. The Act criminalizes a broad spectrum of cyber and computer-related offenses, providing a robust legal framework for prosecuting cyber criminals. Erasmus, previously employed by Eccentric Payment Systems, a prominent South African payment service provider, was apprehended in December 2023 following a sophisticated cyber attack on Eccentric. Collaborating with a co-accused, Felix Unathi Pupu, who was a current employee, Erasmus installed unauthorized remote access software on Eccentric systems. This allowed him to unlawfully access and steal sensitive data and make illegal changes to access credentials for senior management. After the breach, an anonymous individual contacted Eccentric's CEO, threatening to expose the company's data and contact its customers unless a ransom of US$534,260 was paid within 16 hours. Thereafter, a second ransom demand in the amount of US$1 million was made. This was followed by social media posts attempting to reveal a data breach. Despite the cyber extortion demands, no ransom was paid. 4 of Eccentric's retail clients experienced fraud losses of ZAR 794,808.51 due to the illegal activities. Erasmus entered into a plea agreement with the state and was convicted on 17 charges under the Cybercrimes Act, including theft of data, attempted cyber extortion, cyber fraud, unlawful access to computer systems, use of unauthorized software or hardware tools, interference with networks, data, and storage media, and unauthorized password resetting. The co-accused, Mr. Pupu, remains in custody and is scheduled for plea and sentencing on the 30th of June 2025. Erasmus will effectively serve 5 years direct imprisonment. The court also declared him unfit to possess a firearm. The conviction underscores that imprisonment is a tangible and enforceable consequence under the Cybercrimes Act, sending a clear message that cyber offences are serious and have real victims. Successful prosecutions hinge on robust digital forensic evidence. Legal teams must be involved early to ensure evidence is collected lawfully and is admissible. Preserving logs, access records, and system data immediately after a breach is crucial for supporting legal proceedings. Ends. Author at Ira Gunning, ENS Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.